back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Professor Bob Harvey, all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, Professor Harvey, the reason, man, I love having you on so much is I learned so much from you. You know, we know that our nation spends what people will say is an inordinate amount of money and resources on the military, and continues, and neither Democrat nor Republican has the courage to balk at that. But you just pointed out all these different things. The nation can't ever separate itself from those expenditures then, based on the knowledge that you just put out there. You know, and I remember reading about the new, aircraft carriers that were, on the drawing table, and I remember reading about that 10 years ago. Well, that time is here now, huh?
Develop an effective weapon system. Look how long it took for them to work on and develop the latest hotshot aircraft they got there with the F-35, Lightning, the most expensive weapon system in American history.
Yeah, but it's been failure. It's been a failure.
Well, it's not anymore because they keep working out the kinks. It's just like they had with the Osprey, which was a combination helicopter plane that the Marine Corps kept pushing.
Yeah,
it killed a whole lot of folk on the whole bit, but they continued to work until they developed that system because the Marines wanted that capability. And now, of course, the new submarine that they got out there now, the Virginia class, to replace the Los Angeles class. And those ships are designed to go out there and track down Russian missile boats. Now the Chinese have them, so they're tracking them down. But also to provide, escort for the carrier battle groups to protect the carriers against submarine attacks. So all of those weapon systems that are out there, high-tech stuff.
Does it make us always the good guy, though, Professor Harvey? Are we always the good guy in this?
Well, in this case, the belief is that we have to be. Because let's face it, we have 10 million or 10,000 nuclear weapons ourselves, 10,000 of them, that are deadly, and at least with that tripod system that we have, that way of delivery.
And under President Barack Obama, updated nuclear weapons.
Well, yes, all the presidents have updated. That's no big thing. I mean, just with Obama, all the way back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we had to update.
Right.
And because the thing is that those systems are designed to dominate and eliminate or hold off or stabilize any threat in the world. And when the Russians got over 13,000 nuclear weapons, the Chinese got probably close to 1,000 now. And in North Korea, they only got 5 missiles, and 3 of them fall in the ocean, but they still got them. So you have to worry about them. And then, of course, our other two allies, England and France, they've got their own nuclear capabilities. But
so does Israel.
Yes, and so does Israel. It's quietly kept, but they got them too. And we know that they have the capability, but so do they. So,
well, then why are we raising so much hell about Iran then?
Because we don't want.
I know we want to pick and choose who gets nuclear weapons.
Well, we not only that, but we don't want those nuclear weapons in that area. Even though we have two nations that some of them have Muslim ties in India and Pakistan.
Right.
They got them too.
Right.
So you got all of them, and India got theirs because China had theirs, and then Pakistan and India being mortal enemies. Pakistan said, "Well, if you're gonna get them, we're gonna get them too."
Right.
So they have them, and the fear that you have is you don't want nuclear weapons in and around where a lot of the oil is flowing out of the down in the Arabian Sea area and in the Gulf and the Gulf region. You don't the Persian Gulf. You don't want all of those nuclear weapons floating around down there.
So that's really the main reason that they don't want.
But that's the reason why you have allies, because okay. One of the things that people got to understand about the NATO, the 30 NATO countries, is that under that mutual agreement, if you are attacked, not only will you get our military intervention, but you have a nuclear umbrella over you. That's what that does, and that's what's so significant about this entire issue, that you have that mutual support, including my backup of nuclear weapons, should Russia decide to get out of hand. So, and that's one of the reasons why I tell people that Putin is not stupid, because he also knows that even though China is a communist country, that Russia and China, historically, when you go back and take a look at them, even though they've joined forces on occasions, they still have a hidden mistrust towards one another. And China has their nuclear weapons, Russia has theirs, so it's like a stalemate of understanding that we will help each other out to a degree, but I still don't have a complete trust of you. So that's sort of like a hidden standoff.
Well, it's mutual destruction that has kept everything in place.
It's the old idea of man, mutual assured destruction.
Right.
And that's what's still governing the world. Because right now, as we speak, in cities like Milwaukee, Charlotte, and any other places that have key military locations, and no doubt Washington, D.C., and New York City, and Los Angeles, and all those places, Russia has those cities in their sight. And if you don't bomb mine, I won't bomb yours. And so that we still live under that doctrine. And whether you're Democrat or Republican, that has been the mantra, the doctrine that has controlled this country since the 1950s, when those intercontinental ballistic missile systems were put in place and perfected by 1960 with the understanding that I can reach you and you can reach me. It's just that the United States, because of their development of the missile boats and because of the development of the quick strike, nuclear bombers like the B-1 and the B-2, and even the B-52, as aged as it is, with those nuclear-tipped cruise missile systems, you know, they got all of that there. And then, of course, you got aircraft that, you know, with the swift-flying, B-1 Lancer that can fly at subsonic speed.
Hey, Professor Harvey, you are terrifying us.
Well, it's not about terrifying.
Some of us want to live, man.
We've been living under this umbrella era for years.
I know, but nobody's been talking about like what Russia is talking about now. Nobody would dare even mention that.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that what if the American taxpayers, there's no reason for them to sit here and shudder. They pay for it.
I know.
When people come up and tell me, thank me for my service, I always tell them, well, you thank yourself because you're the taxpayers. You paid for it. So we pay for all of this stuff. It's like we want to pay for it, but I don't want to know anything about it. That's the same as somebody saying that, I believe in the right to bear arms, but I don't want to say anything about guns falling in the hands of criminals and terrorists to use. So on one hand, you want to have a blind eye, but you want this over here when it suits your fancy. And that's one of the problems, Earl, with the hypocrisy
about
democracy.
Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we want to talk about democracy. 844-967-2789. Professor Bob Harvey is on the line all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. And Professor Harvey, I want to go. I want to be where you are. We'll be right back.